Hi, welcome to the Talking Greyhounds podcast for Wednesday, December 7. Simon Harrison with you. Mark Duclos, good afternoon.
Afternoon to you, Simon.
Right, Duke, let's take a look at the feature greyhound racing coming up over the next few days. Tomorrow we're off to Sandown for the Sir John Dillon Classic, where Buck 40's come up with Box 3, Dundee Ospreys with Box 8, and they're equal $2.50 favourites.
Yeah, Buck 40 was very impressive last Thursday evening. The first time he'd drawn box number 8 in 37 career starts, handled that with aplomb. Moves to box 3 tomorrow night. He's got a terrific record at Sandown Park, particularly over that 595 metres. Having said that, Dundee Osprey has drawn exactly where he's box number 8. And you only have to go back a couple of starts there. When the hands off the clock running 33.87. That's what happens at box race, determines the fate of Dublin Bull and Aeroplane Tommy drawn in boxes 1 and 2. They don't have a lot of early pace, but having said that, neither does Buck 40 in the early stages. Dash is in 4 and Polyjuice Potash, and they're the stack of early pace as they start Tirana. I'm thinking that Buck 40 is going to get a nice start onto the fence. I expect Polyjuice Potash to lead from box number 5. And as I said, if Buck 40 can find clear running in the early stages and get across, he'll be tough to beat, but as I said, Dundee Osprey, well drawn out in box number 8, and don't discount Polyjuice Potion. She races very well at Sandown Park. She's drawn box 5, she's drawn to lead, even though it is the squeeze, and I give her a massive chance as well. But I'm going to put Buck 40 on top from Polyjuice Potion and Dundee Osprey.
Okay, and across to Friday night, the Brisbane Cup to be run at Albion Park. Outside Pass is drawn box 7 and is the $2.20 favourite. 30 talks for Tony Brett. Box 3, second pick there at $3.80.
And once again, we see Tony Brett with multiple runners in a Group 1 final in Queensland. He's got Fabden Ferrari in box 2, 30 Talks in box 3, and What a Nice Size in box 4. And all three of those greyhounds won their heats there last Thursday night. Of course, the final this week will be held on a Friday night for the first time ever. Outside Pass, well, she was absolutely lightning last week, running 29.61, the best of the heat. She was very unlucky in the Melbourne Cup, and there were a few things that went against her in the lead-up to that race on race night itself. There was a lot of fireworks. We spoke with the trainer, Tony Brett, on Monday on Going Greyhounds, and he said he was near a big loudspeaker, and Outside Pass literally freaked out at the sound that was going on. So forget that run in the Melbourne Cup, even though, as I said, it was full of merit. She's got a box on Friday night. She's got Lady Abigail drawn inside of her, and Not Like Tommy drawn outside of her. Not Like Tommy's an awful beginner who absolutely floods home. Outside Pass from box 7, she is the $2.20 favourite. Again, 30 Talks from box 3. What he does at box rise will determine his fate. Sabden Ferrari drawn inside him. The Kennel Mate's got good early pace. What a Nice Size from box 4. One of a sort of middle track. I'm giving Blazing Bomber an enormous chance here. I know he's drawn box number 5. If he can actually just stay in touch with the leaders in that run to the first turn, I think Blazing Bomber can be very, very tough to beat. He ran 29.75 there last week. He races well at Albion Park, and if anything happens to Outside Pass in the early stages, I think he's going to be the one to beat. I'll put Blazing Bomber on top of Outside Pass, 30 Talks and Sabden Ferrari. So I'm going for the lone Victorian who made his way up to Albion Park last week for the heats. I'm tipping him to win the big Sky Racing Brisbane Cup on Friday night.
Okay, across to Wentworth Park this Saturday night, the Summer Cup final, and Ring the Bell for Gerry O'Keefe's come up with box 2 and heads the market at $3.50.
Look, I've been a big fan of Ring the Bell for a long while, but I'm prepared to tip against him on Saturday night. I just don't think he goes as well at Wentworth Park as what he does at either Sandown Park or the Meadows. I thought his run last Saturday night in the heats, where he ran fourth to qualify, it was just a run. He didn't get into a lot of trouble. He did run home late, but so too did a few others. So I'm prepared to go around Ring the Bell on Saturday night. Acheron, a former WA chaser, came over last week, contested the heats, was very impressive. Likewise, Lovelace from box number 8. This is a really tricky race, Simon. As I said, I'm prepared to go around Ring the Bell. Whittaker from box 3, he's $8, probably the longest price he's been in the feature race final at Wentworth Park for a long while. Look, I don't have a lot of confidence about the race because I honestly think you could have 7 throws at the stumps and still miss the winner. You know, the longest price is Nengar Flame, who's going to be a bit of a chance because he's got early pace. So with not a lot of confidence, I'm going to tip Whittaker from box number 3. I'll put him in to beat Acheron number 5 and also number 6, Melissa's Pride. So 3, 5 and 6 in the Group 3. Summer Cup final on Saturday night at Wentworth Park.
And before we wrap it up, Duke, you've got a bit of news on a story from overseas.
It's only just broken in the last day or so. Claire's Rocket, who was one of the pre-post favourites for the 2017 English Derby, and a greyhound who's already won around £50,000 in prize money. It's 2.5 years of age. It's believed that Claire's Rocket has been kidnapped by dissident Irish Republican terrorists. This is an amazing story, and it obviously brings back memories for those people old enough and for those people who have read the stories about Shergar. Shergar was a very famous racehorse back in, well, it was 1983, I think. He won the Epsom Derby by 10 lengths, which was the longest winning margin in the race's history. He was then kidnapped. He was never, ever found. And there are shades of Shergar in regards to the theft of Claire's Rocket. He also won the Irish Derby and the King George. At that stage, he sort of covered 35 mares in his first season that started at fees of around 80,000 quid per service. But he was never, ever recovered. So Claire's Rocket, who, as I say, even though the English Derby is not run until June next year, he's been kidnapped. We've got no news as to if there's been a ransom made for this greyhound, but it is something that has really rocked the people in Ireland. And he won the Champion Stakes this year, and he is a greyhound that was on the way up. And as I said, that was vindicated by the betting market for the pre-post for the English Derby to run next year. Extraordinary story, Simon. It's fair. It's shades of Shergar back in the early 80s. Let's hope for all connections that Claire's Rocket is returned safe and sound.
Yeah, well, I'll be looking forward to getting more updates on that story over the coming weeks, that's for sure. Okay, Duke, well, thanks very much for your help as always, and enjoy the next few days coming up.
Thanks, Simon. I'll be trackside on Friday night at Albion Park for the Group 1 Sky Racing Brisbane Cup.
And at the boxes tonight?
At the boxes Wednesday night at 6:30, Sky Racing 2, Jamie Ennis, Timmy Newbold join me, and then the last catching pen of the year next Tuesday night, 6 p.m. on Sky Racing 2, Tuesday night.
I'll catch you then. Thanks, Duke.
Cheers, Simon.